everyone, and welcome to All About Skin. This podcast is brought to you by the Orange Trek Medical Group in New York City. I'm Jody LaGerfo, family nurse practitioner certified in dermatology and family medicine. Today we'll be discussing questions about those summer lips. So let's get started. A lot of the time we think of dry, chapped lips in the winter, but believe it or not, a lot of people complain about having summer lips, which are also dry and flaky. So summer is also, or all year round, is a time to really protect your lips. So I always say I'm going to give you some lip service to protect your puckers through the change of seasons, but summer is no exception. So dry summer lips, they could be flaky, they could be irritated. What do we think of in the summer? Maybe getting too much sun. So there is something called actinic keratitis, which is sun damage on your lips. A good way to prevent that is, of course, using an SPF. And sometimes we see chapsticks or lip products like in the drugstore, and they have like an SPF of 15. But it's also a good idea if you're using a chapstick to make sure in the summer that it does have an SPF. If you don't have an SPF handy and you're walking around, you're outside for the day, you really can put on a little bit of sunblock around your lips because, again, we want to protect them. If your lips are dry and flaky, when you wash your face, you should gently exfoliate your lips. And I usually just recommend that a patient makes a homemade scrub, like a little something with some honey, and you can use some granulated sugar, and you put it on a washcloth, and it can soothe even the driest lips. And it's something good to do periodically. If you know in the summer, particularly if you go in like a chlorine pool, that your lips are bothering you or they're uncomfortable, they're dry and flaky. Also, we tend to think of like using a humidifier in the winter because we want to, once the heat goes on, it takes the humidity out of the air. And in the summer, we don't really have to worry about that so much. But again, even with the air conditioner on and in the house, it's probably a good idea if you have irritated lips or dry lips to use the humidifier in the summer too. And what it'll do, you know, you just use it in your bedroom at bedtime. It will keep your lips and your skin hydrated. Also, again, try not to lick your lips. I mean, it's something that we do when we're outside sometimes. And although licking your lips can add that moisture, it actually can dry it out a little more. So I always recommend that patients constantly put on, something, some type of ointment, even if it's Aquaphor, something to protect their lips when they're outside. Don't pick your lips. That's a huge thing because a lot of the time I'll see, you know, someone, they have those flakes on their lips and they start picking them. Instead, use a lip balm and try the exfoliation with the honey and the granulated sugar. What it'll do is it'll help to remove those flakes naturally with a little exfoliation, gentle exfoliation, so they don't get so crusty and bloody, which can happen when you pick the flakes off. Use a lip balm every day. And again, when we're talking about the summer, you want to use something with an SPF. 15 is great, but if you know you're going to be at a beach or at a pool, you can put a little sunblock. Sometimes they make those sun sticks. I don't know if anybody's ever seen them. They also have sun protection specifically for the lips. I know La Roche-Posay makes one. Always, always good to keep your lips with the balm, with an SPF often. Apply it often. And there's lots of great ingredients in over-the-counter lip balms to help nourish and soothe, you know, even the worst dry lips. And, you know, some of those ingredients include like shea butter and almond oil. Look for lip balms that have them in it. But again, in the summer, really using one with an SPF is the best advice I could give you because it'll help protect your lips. Beeswax is also really effective. If you're spending a lot of time outdoors and, you know your surf, you know, people who surf, people who are construction workers, even using a little zinc mixed with some lip balm will be helpful. It'll seal in some of that moisture and it'll help in terms of, again, sun protection. Of course, as always, anytime you have dry skin, dry lips, you want to drink plenty of water. This will help keep your insides and your outsides hydrated and will decrease the chances of them being so parched. You know, a lot of the time when we see a patient and they come in with really dry lips, we automatically think they're dehydrated. So keep yourself hydrated. Using a toothpaste without SLS, and SLS is sodium lauryl sulfate. It's a foaming agent. It's used in lots of products, hair products, cosmetic products, and it's used in toothpaste, but it can be an irritant. So if your lips are chronically inflamed and sensitive, you should buy a toothpaste without SLS. And it is available. Sometimes it's hard to find in a regular drugstore. I buy mine online from like Amazon or drugstore.com, one of those places. But all you need to put in is SLS-free toothpaste. Tom's of Maine makes one. That's really good and it's non-irritating. And again, if you're having this chronic dryness and irritation with your lips, that's something that I definitely would recommend. Lastly, if nothing is helping, take your lips and yourself to go see a dermatologist. Hopefully they can help diagnose and treat what's causing your dry lips. Again, sometimes it's sun damage and we have lots of medications that we can use to help treat that. So definitely is worth getting evaluated if nothing is helping. That's all the time we have for today. Please email your questions to allaboutskin@orangetrike.com. Have a great day and remember to take care of the skin you're in.